the planning, the things that are going to transpire or starting the process of transpiring. We're going to analyze schematically everything that we've done in all three phases in 16, cut-ups and so forth, and game tape as a staff. We're going to analyze the people that we're doing it with, the division of labor within the group itself. All of those are very necessary parts of this time of year.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Steelers Live. I'm Missy Matthews, joined by Craig Wolfley and Mike Prisuta. I told him yesterday. Today is not.
No, it's not.
It's not Ben's Day.
No, it's not Ben's Day. Ben's done.
Yeah.
We're done with the Ben's Day until next year.
Yep. Such is life.
At least he got through the entirety of the year.
I know. Perfect.
Had a streak going.
Zero mental
A-plus.
Errors.
A plus for Wolf.
You know what? It's hard to fool a kid.
Yeah. It's the not-so-fun part of the offseason, per se. As Coach Tomlin said, he's completing exit interviews with players. They'll meet with his coaching staff. We don't.
Good.
I could maybe set you up if you'd like.
No, I'd prefer not.
But, yeah, such is life when it all comes to an end. Time to review everything, but it is what it is.
It's over. And, you know, for the players, that finality, I watched. I still remember 3.5 minutes to go in the game. You could see where there's still, you don't want to accept that moment. At the two-minute warning, just after, the embraces started to break. And it's that moment, you know, when guys are saying goodbye to each other, because some of these guys are not going to be back.
Yeah,
so that moment of recognition, you see it in their eyes. And having been there, I know it.
There's always one or two guys in the locker room that express that better than anybody else.
Yeah.
I think this year's award goes to Mike Mitchell, who talked about the family that they had developed since April and May and how they knew this was it. Nobody was going to come back. The thing wasn't going to come back in its entirety.
Right.
And that's the case whether you win it all or whether you don't, no matter how far you go. When it's over, it's over. And to guys that it really meant something to, that's as hard to take, I think, as ultimately losing.
There's no question about it. And, it's funny because having gone through year by year saying goodbye and back in a time when guys didn't move a lot, but you know they're going, and then suddenly it's you, and you know it's your time. And that's a special moment and one you don't want to miss.
All right, we have a few housekeeping news and notes to go over. The Steelers signed some reserve future contracts, so let's take a list. Coach Tomlin briefly touched on this during his press conference. Some of these guys the Steelers are familiar with. They were on their practice squad this past season, and that's just kind of how the Steelers operate, guys, in terms of developing guys on the practice squad. We've seen so many of them become members of the active roster as well.
Well, the one guy I look at right there is Carlos Williams, and I'm really interested in seeing what he can bring. He's an interesting guy. Got a chance to talk with him a little bit. He's had some early success, and I'd like to see where he's able to go from where he's been.
Yeah, Jacob Hagan's gotten my attention a little bit. He's been hanging around for a while. And how can we let this moment pass, Missy, without referencing Brandon Brown Dukes? Was he not hyphenated Mercyhurst at training camp?
Right, yeah. Seems like that's what we were just calling him not too long ago, even though that was
anybody,
months.
Anybody who Mike Tomlin calls hyphenated Mercyhurst
sticks with
it's
you.
It's okay with me.
Exactly.
Right.
I do kind of like Hagan, though.
You like that?
I mean, for none of these guys, I'll paraphrase Mike Tomlin yesterday. It's not that I've studied closely and evaluated intently all of these guys, but like I said, Hagan's been hanging around and he's gotten my attention a couple times.
All right, let's take a look at some of the key dates coming up. The first one is happening this weekend. That is the NFL Pro Bowl. I know you guys will be tuned in and watching. Representing the Steelers down in Orlando, Florida, will be David DeCastro and Ryan Shazier. That other bowl happening in Houston, Sunday, February 5th. And then sooner rather than later, it just all starts all over again with the NFL Scouting Combine in Indy at Lucas Oil Stadium, February 28th to March 6th. And then all of a sudden, free agency starts, and we do it all over again.
Michael, aren't you going? You're going to the combine, right?
No, I stay home, but I watch it intently. I love the coverage on the network, and I tape it, and I watch it a couple of times.
Dulac goes, right?
Dulac
to run against Rich Eisen. We got to have somebody represent the Steelers and run against
him. I guess. I was hoping maybe you might see how he does against the guy who's trying to tackle him.
That would be interesting, huh?
All right, we're going
to... chances.
As you can see, we're still in 2016 form.
Yep, that we are.
But, yeah, all right, let's take one final listen to Coach Tomlin from his press conference yesterday. He was asked if it means anything to him that the Steelers took one step further in the playoffs this season.
I didn't use 2016 as a continuation of 2015. I won't use 2017 as a continuation of 2016. All that being said, I know that we have the makings of a real good football team, the makings of a world championship caliber football team, and we want to respect the process that is team development, but at the same time utilize the experiences that we've had for information in that development. And that's where it's carryover. You know, we know more about guys over the course of this journey that we didn't know at the start of this journey. We'll utilize that knowledge as we forecast a potential division of labor and also things that we need to add or subtract from a personnel standpoint. Those are the things that I think we envision in terms of utilizing what's transpired to us in an effort for Bill for 17, not to view 17 as a continuation. I'm not going to assume that areas of strength in 16 will be areas of strength in 17 and weaknesses by the same token. So we're going to start anew, but we start anew with knowledge gained because of the experiences shared.
And, guys, from Coach Tomlin's perspective, his staff, scouting department, they have to think like that. But is there anything that you can take away or you think the team can take away from 2016 as they head into the next season?
Yeah, I think they're further ahead. He talked about the knowledge gained through experiences shared. And let's look at the three rookies on defense.
Sure.
I mean, how did you feel about the defense at this time last year? They got better, but, boy, they need some help, right? That was kind of the general consensus. Now they need to get better, and it's – after that New England game, probably not the best of days to be talking about how far the defense came.
Right, right.
But it did, right? It's body of work. It's not a one-game thing. And you're way ahead of the game on that side of the ball. I think you've seen Le'Veon Bell take ridiculous steps, both in the way he took his steps. That was kind of ridiculous, wasn't it? And the stature that he gained. There's going to be some I's to dot and T's to cross in terms of formulating the new roster. But knowledge gained and experiences shared, this is a team that knows it should be considered a contender next year. How do you like that?
Okay. You're putting a nice bow on this one.
Well, just following man's lead. I mean, he speaks pretty well when he assesses this stuff. You can't, you don't just fast forward to the AFC Championship game. You got to do a lot of work to get there, and you got to put yourself in position to get there. And if Antonio Brown doesn't stretch a football out against Baltimore, maybe this team never would have got there. But that said, Brown did, and it did, and I think that means, how would Mike say this, guys? The arrow's pointing up.
I indeed like where they came from there, because you look at a team that was able to traverse some of the minefields that they went through this year. When you go a 4-1 and you have all that promise and you hit a rut like 0-4, and you like go, oh my gosh! And you're looking around, you're looking for something.
It's a trench.
Yeah, it's a trench. Okay, that's it. All right. But then you rip off 9 in a row. It says something about your ability to overcome. And I feel good about the core ascending players on this team, that they can take this offseason, reload, repair, and get rejoicing over the fact that I think they're going to come out and have an excellent 2017.
And does getting as close as the Steelers got and coming up short, does that get you through the weightlifting in March and April a little bit?
There's no question, because you can feel that hunger. I mean, there can be time. Right now, it's about kind of licking your wounds a little bit and go back.
But then you for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. You curl up on the couch and, your kids
say, ice cream?
Yeah, well, you eat some. Yeah, there's nothing like some good ice cream and Oreos that settle that sort of thing. But, the fact is you came so close, and you understand right now that the evil empire over there in Foxborough may be the door that you got to kick down. And so you start your training, your reloading, and that focus on becoming that which you came short of this past year. You want to finish and finish strong. And I look at this group, this offensive group, I really believe this offensive group, again, if certain people arrive and certain people reach the level that they're capable of playing and are able to have those kind of years, my goodness, you could rewrite some history books coming up.
All right. Don't give us too much. We are going to take a quick break. Up next, we're going to get Wolf and Pursuta's final thoughts on 2016.